from KQED.
Living life in the shadows is not uncommon for many of California's undocumented farm workers, but many women in the fields and packing houses carry an extra burden, sexual abuse by their supervisors. Our series of reports on assaults against farm worker women concludes today with a look at what authorities are doing to address the problem. California is the only state that has its own special court for resolving labor disputes between farm workers and growers. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
After a long day in the fields near Modesto, farm worker Elvia Hernandez is frying up onions and pork for a quick, hearty stew. The 39-year-old owned her own clothing business back in Mexico, but as an undocumented immigrant in rural California, farm work seemed like her only choice. What she didn't expect was having to put up with lewd behavior from her bosses.
The harassment started on the very first day. One of them started looking at me, blowing kisses, saying that he liked me, that he loved me. I thought, is this guy for real?
Hernandez says when she worked at Sandu Brothers Poultry and Farming Company near Modesto in 2011 and 2012, she and other workers were repeatedly sexually harassed. She says the owner's brother was responsible for the most abusive behavior during the sweet potato harvest.
He would even masturbate at work. He'd be going along in the tractor, and he didn't care who saw it. Everyone would watch this happening. And we workers would say, that's gross. And he would say, I've got some for you, too.
Hernandez repeatedly complained to management about the sexual harassment and other problems, like filthy bathrooms and late payment of wages. In May of last year, she was fired.
I said, my God, this is incredible. I'm not in Mexico, right? There are laws here. There is a way to get help.
She called the Agricultural Labor Relations Board, or ALRB. That's a small state agency founded in 1975 to resolve labor disputes between farm workers and growers. They sent out a team to interview her.
There's a value to human dignity in the same way that there's a value to your crops.
General Counsel Sylvia Torres-Guillen is the first Latina to head the ALRB. She's new to the job and says she sees its mission as about more than mediating union disputes.
Sexual harassment and sexual discrimination cases are definitely just as important as good wages, just as important as it is to have clean water, bathrooms.
In May, Torres-Guillen filed her first unfair labor practice complaint relating to sexual harassment against Elvia Hernandez's former employer, the Sandu Brothers Farm. The ALRB can't award damages to farm workers or press criminal charges, but it can order back wages for workers like Hernandez if they were fired after complaining on behalf of fellow co-workers.
The allegations are so far-fetched, it's frankly unbelievable.
Jack Sodhi is an attorney for the Sandu brothers. He says farm workers wouldn't have stayed on the job there if the conditions were so outrageous.
There may be issues where there's sexual harassment of farm employees, but it's not taking place here, and it's unfortunate that the ALRB is focused on my clients.
He says the tiny Sandu Brothers farm recently implemented sexual harassment training, something they chose to do voluntarily. If they were a larger company with 50 or more employees, California law would require them to train all their supervisors about sexual harassment every 2 years for 2 hours.
This whole subject is about people with power using their power inappropriately to those that report to them.
On a recent morning, about 30 farmers and crew supervisors, many in checked shirts and dusty cowboy boots, listen attentively at one of those trainings in a downtown Fresno hotel. The presenter is Amy Wolf, president of AgSafe, a group that conducts monthly trainings on farm safety.
Because let's be honest, we work in an industry with people who are not raising their hands to tell us that there is a problem. It is not part of our workforce culture.
One of the participants here is farm labor consultant James Randles. He's former vice president of Hall Ag Enterprises, considered the largest farm employer in California, running crews in 30 counties.
How big of a problem do you think this really is in ag?
It's enormous.
Recently, I found out that there's a lot of females that are having babies, and if you follow the trail, it end up to a lot of the supervisors of the crews that they work for. I know this is not good for our industry, but it is rampant.
Trainer Amy Wolf says that kind of acknowledgement signals a real shift.
Unfortunately, there is still very much a good old boy attitude, but I definitely see improvements. I see more farmers today asking the question where I think 15 or 20 years ago that wasn't taking place.
The ALRB's Sylvia Torres Guillen says AgSafe's trainings make a serious effort to address the problem, but she's skeptical about trainings employers conduct on their own. So in Hernandez's case, she's asking an ALRB judge to order Sandu Farm supervisors to do 20 hours of training in her office and then be tested on what they've learned.
So it's not about the piece of paper saying, yes, I participated in a sexual harassment training, which may have consisted of 5 minutes out in the field.
The ALRB also has the unique ability to meet with workers in the fields without supervisors present and explain why the boss's behavior violated their rights. That's what Elvia Hernandez wants to see.
Pues yo deseo con todo mi corazón principalmente que la misma gente que sean sus trabajadores.
With all my heart, I want to see the day when my coworkers learn about their rights under labor law. I want them to learn that they shouldn't be scared. Whether or not they have documents, they can make a complaint.
An ALRB administrative law judge will consider Hernandez's case in August. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Our series on farmworker sexual harassment was reported in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting and the UC Berkeley Investigative Reporting Program and was edited by Pat Flynn. It's part of a larger project with Frontline and Univision. You can hear all four radio stories and check out links online at californiareport.org.